Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring veterinarian Dr. Debbie White, groomer Joey Villani, news director Lori Brooks. And now, from the Red Barn Studios, here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Are you too attached to your pets?
Never.
Never.
Absolutely. No. What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Are you serious?
You can never be too attached.
I don't think you can love them too much.
Yeah.
I've seen some pretty extreme things, so yeah.
So what do you think is extreme?
I think attending to your pet's needs to the detriment of family members in the home.
But wait, your pets are your family.
To other family members. I have seen children's college educations get cashed in for pets' medical care.
Yeah.
So what's your point?
And while that may be something important for that animal, is it appropriate to not let your kid go to college because your dog needs a surgery? I don't know.
So wait, you, the doctor, are saying that animals' lives are not as important as a human's life, perhaps?
I'm saying that you really have to take all of it into consideration. We all want to do everything we can for our animals, but you have to be realistic with your life situation. And, I do think, human life is, I wouldn't be here if someone valued my pet's life greater than mine somewhere along the way. I think you do have to say that there's a loving place for them in the home, but it's not superseded to above your immediate family members. Mm.
See, I say that kid can go out and earn its own college money. Go to work and pay your own way.
No, she makes a good point. Dr. Debbie makes a good point, because if we have, people who are actually paying, letting children who cannot care for themselves, like tiny kids, toddlers, and preferring to, there are weird people out there who just don't get that there is an appropriate balance in every world. And I bet you see way more than we even hear about, Dr. Deb.
Well, yeah. But if you really think about it, your kid is sitting in one corner and it's sick, sneezing, feeling horrible. And then your dog is in the other, whining, dragging his butt on the floor. If you left that crying, snotty-nosed baby to go take your dog to the vet, would you be judged by the moral authority and saying that's the wrong choice? It's not me for me to say, but just a question.
You know who agrees with you is Clay Rutledge, and he's an author, he's a psychological scientist, a consultant, a contributor for the National Review, and he thinks exactly like you do, pretty close, and he's going to be joining us this hour. He says, we're too attached to our pets, so get ready for this guy just around the corner right here.
Is he one of those people who's angry at pet people?
I don't know. We're going to find out. We'll find out. It's coming up in just a few minutes. What are you working on for this hour?
Well, there's some new medical things going on in China where they've experienced some viruses that have spread from pigs to dogs. And it's possible that in the future, they're keeping an eye on these to see if they, because they do think it's possible that they could go from pet dogs to people.
Really? You mean the virus can go to humans from dogs?
It depends on the virus. And there's a lot of research and studying going on, but I'll tell you more about it.
Okay,
if you hang around.
I'm going to hang around for that. I'll be listening anyway, because I want to talk to this Clay Rutledge guy, and he's right after you, coming up. But first, your phone calls. Let's head to Frank. Hey, Frank, how are you doing?
All right, how are you doing today?
Thank you for waiting. We know you were on the phone for a little time waiting there, and we appreciate that. And that you didn't hang up, because it would be a real drag if I just came to you right now and it was like a dial tone.
Yeah, it would.
So, Frank, what's going on? Where are you calling from today?
Azusa, California.
Where in California?
Azusa.
Azusa, like in the Los Angeles area.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for listening down there in L.A. So what's going on with your animals?
Well, we have a pit bull. He's a blue-nosed Gotti, whatever you want to call him. And at the base of the tail, it looks kind of like mange, or it's, I don't know if you call it hot spots or whatever. But he starts chewing on it, and you can hear him when he's rubbing up against the doghouse and stuff. And we try putting stuff, medicine on it, but it comes back. We used peroxide when it's open sores, and then we used aloe vera, and it kind of cleans it up a little bit, and then it comes back.
Okay. And on the skin in the area, what does it look like? Can you describe what it looks like to me? Is there hair? Are there sores?
Well, he starts chewing on it and scratching. You know, the hair is, like, disappearing. You know, the pit bulls are they're real short hair.
Mm-hmm.
While,
mm-hmm.
you know, it starts looking like, you know, like the hair's falling off. But I guess it's him chewing or scratching and stuff.
Okay.
And then,
I was just going to say, is the skin discolored in any way, or are there scabs on the area?
Yeah, a little bit of scabs, you know, raw.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to tell you that for a dog to have an itchy spot at the tail base area, the two big things that come to mind are going to be parasites, and it's going to be allergies as the second thing. Those two things would be what I really focus my efforts on. So even if you're doing really good vigilant flea control, fleas are one of the number one things that we can see a dog focused on the tail base area. So for me, that's something I will attack with a lot of different methods. Now, there's also some microscopic parasites or mites, specifically the scabies mite, which can be very itchy and do like that particular area on the body. So there's some things that we can do, and certainly if you see your vet, they can do some skin tests and evaluate your pet for that. For me, if I have a pet that I'm suspicious of one or two of those things, I'll often, even if I don't get the benefit of tests, I'll try some things that might make the pet better and are geared towards treating those two conditions. And one would be that I would use a topical flea product along with an oral flea medication. And that's a way to kill those fleas effectively for the various different life cycles. The other thing I will do is mites. Mites are microscopic, so you can't see them. You don't know they're there unless your vet can pick them up on a skin test. But there is a medication, one called Selamectin, that I'll often use. And we can use this product topically. And I use it every 2 weeks for pets with Sarcoptes mites. And it's very effective to kill those critters. So if you got a pet that's itching, particularly in this area, and they're not getting better, it's well worth doing that every 2 weeks for about 3 treatments. That's called Selamectin. So that would be something I would certainly recommend to see your veterinarian about, because that can definitely make a big difference. So if we're dealing with more like an allergy in that area, you know, we're looking at anything in the environment, anything that's pollens in the yard, in your neighbor's yard, foods that your dog eats can cause allergic responses in the dog's skin. So that's another whole kind of topic of conversation, how we can relieve a pet with that. But often I'll use some antihistamines that have a component that help with some anxiety that kind of comes along with the itch. So say a pet with really bad flea allergy, dermatitis, or really bad allergies is scratching, chewing themselves, and they're miserable. So there's actually antihistamines and medicines that are actually an antidepressant combination, and that these can be very helpful to kind of squash that itch and make the pet feel more relaxed and comfortable. Amitriptyline is one of those. The other one, which I do have some good use with, is doxepin. And these are medicines that, if you've ever heard of dogs with lick granulomas or hot spots, they kind of obsessively lick at an area. These kind of medications can help them with the itch and also kind of with that obsessive kind of feel like I gotta itch kind of thing. So that might be another direction that we can go for your baby. And certainly I don't want him to be rubbing it on the doghouse. We gotta do something to get this kid some relief there. So I like the idea of aloe vera topically. It's a nice soothing thing, very natural. I'm not opposed to that, but I do think we need to get into the nitty gritty and look at some of these parasites and get your baby to stop itching there. Now, I wanted to ask, is your dog neutered or is he intact?
He's got him.
He's got him.
Yeah.
Okay.
We keep him in the yard and he's real friendly. In fact, we have a Chiweenie and he's meaner than the pit bull.
Yeah. Well, just the reason I mention that is because an unneutered male dog often has an area of hair loss at the base of their tail, and it's called stud tail, and it's hormonally driven.
Wow.
But dogs that have this don't usually have the itchies and scratchies associated with that, but they can have the area of hair loss. So it is possible that there could be something else that's causing the itching and that your dog has stud tail, which is just a natural thing for a dog that's not neutered. So it might be well worth going to see the vet just to have a good skin exam. And if you can put your guy up by the radio, I'll try my best to get an impression of what's going on.
Hey, Frank, thanks for your call. Good luck with that. I think I have stud tail myself. Someone check
stud tail, right?
Yeah, it's weird. I've never heard about that. Thanks for your call. Hopefully that'll work out for you. You know what, Dr. Debbie? You're like Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
Well, yeah, because, you know, Taco Bell has 5 different ingredients, but they have dozens of different menu items. You get pretty much the same calls and just different people asking them. We'll get questions about fleas. We'll get questions about allergies, something your dog ate. What else? What are the common top 5?
You know, nutrition is always a really big thing. But, you know, I really look forward to those kind of wacky, weird ones that come out of nowhere.
Yep.
You know, like the caller that I often get, you know, sometimes at the clinic
the
where someone will call.
What about the birds?
The birds, yeah. But, I mean, I get calls like, you know, my dogs are stuck together. The male is bred the female and they're stuck together. Those are kind of fun calls. You know, I don't mind some really wacky things out there.
You see it all.
Yep.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Portions of today's show are a repeat from an earlier broadcast.
This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear-Free Happy Homes. Don't forget you can get your fix of Animal Radio anytime you want with the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Download it now. It's made possible by Fear-Free Happy Homes, helping your pets live their happiest, healthiest, fullest lives at home, at the vet, and everywhere in between. Visit them at fearfreehappyhomes.com. And thanks, Fear-Free, for underwriting Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Kenny Lee Lewis from the Steve Miller Band. Just want to tell everybody out there on Animal Radio, thanks for loving your pets.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-451-4807. 800-451-4807. 800-451-4807. That's 800-451-4807.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.